Hi, everybody. Well, another radio program. This is Saturday Night Live on the Light Shift. The date today is April 16, 2016, and we got common 16s there. And I don't know, maybe, you know, 4 times 4 is 16, too. I don't know. Might be some weird things happening today. So let's clear the date for everybody. And here we go. See how your body is responding. So clearing the dates. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Not too bad. And let's clear a situation that you may be, you know, maybe suffering with or encountering or have something going on, emotional or physical. So you need to bring up that one specific incident, and I'll take the energy away so you can be at peace with that one particular thought. And we could call it that one particular program that's running that thought for you. So here we go, releasing that program. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And next we will bring up the light beams on your monitor screen or screens. Here we go. Stronger, bringing in peace to you. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you have any aliens in you, around you, through you, in your room, listening, and they want to get a one-way ticket out of here, never to return, here we go. We'll release them. I'll count to 100. And it's okay if you yawn, if your eyes water, sometimes your body could shake if they're really in you, like a shapeshifter. You know, remember, it's just, this is your experience. So here we go. Says they love you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Oh, boy. Loving you to death. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So we have some people kind of requesting that I would do a few more of those death barcode clearings for depression because they did not listen to the other shows and they wanted to see it tonight. So when we do that, this will not work on the archives. So we'll do that, I don't know, maybe 10 minutes or so here. So we'll turn it over to our co-host. Are you out there in BBS Radio Land, Kathy?
Hi, Ron. Hello, everyone. Yes, and Ron cleared the dates just now, and also he cleared our area, I like to call them the invisible roommates of aliens. So, and then Ron, it's Saturday night on the Light Ship, and Ron will be our ambassador to the Creation Light Ship, where a lot of healing takes place. And we like to ask listeners to right now send in your healing area request on the Light Ship, and also start thinking of a body area that you'd like to have healed. You can take it to the light beings for them to look at and start to clear you out of some of those densities while we're on the Creation Light Ship with Ron later toward the program. And you can write to Ron and to this program at clsquestions@yahoo.com. You can also write to us tonight and any time during the week through the BBS Radio Creation Light Ship Healing Fast Chat Feedback Form. Tonight we're on Station 2, Saturday nights, Creation Light Ship Healing with Ron Amatron. And so I'll be watching the emails to relay to Ron your requests, situations, and also reactions to any of the healings that Ron does live on the radio tonight. And as Ron said, he conducted some healings that are rather new to us on Friday last night and also Wednesday where he determined that we are all suffering under the influence of a depression that's an insidious energy, he explained. And there's a barcode, and he was able to let us use an existing healing we may have already purchased called the Death Barcode Removal, and allowed us to add onto that barcode removal next to our names the depression barcode next to our name. And then we could clear it like we were doing a death barcode removal clearing. So did I say that correctly, Ron? Maybe there was more to it?
Yeah, that's correct. And if you happen to have a long-term illness, or, you know, something that you've had for, you know, maybe it would say a year or so, you know, that'd be long-term to me. You could also put the name of that particular maybe illness, or just be just very, you know, simple with it. You know, like you have a headache, you don't want to get into some medical term that's, you know, 50 letters long with all the keywords in it to trap you. Just, you know, you have a headache, and put that in there, and maybe it can start to release the depression that the headache has caused you. So, you know, your situation, your condition can cause depression. So you can put that after, you know, the last part of that entry. After depression barcode, then maybe like sore foot or, you know, painful back or just something like that. Just keep it very simple, because they will hook you up that way with depression if you've got something as a, you will say, a long-term situation. And you probably are actually depressed about it. You know, you may not think so, but you probably are. And if you want to go deeper just to get rid of the issue, then you may want to do the whole lifetime depression clearing, because that's what you're dealing with for your whole life. You may want to do that one also. This one, you'll get rid of the barcode. That could help you. Remember, one's external, one's internal. So you have to realize that what the aliens do externally to you, like the barcodes, is one thing. And then what's internal is what you're dealing with the invisible energetic bodies that are around you, through you, that hold on to those energies too. So back to you.
So we can add a health issue onto the death barcode for depression. That we added depression and a health issue if you have a long-term serious health condition that we've been depressed about. So I think we're trying to make it clear here, because this is a lot, you know, a lot of new information all at once.
Yeah, and you might not even think you're depressed, okay, because it's so stealth. This energy comes in and it's like, you know, everything in your life is hooked up to it, and it's under the depression energy, how they get you. So even if you don't think you have depression because, you know, maybe you hurt yourself and you're limping for the last 5 years, and, you know, you go, oh, it's all right, it doesn't bother me. Well, you probably have depression barcodes put on that, because it's something that's not normal. So anything that's not normal in your life the way you used to be, then, you know, put that in, because it would be a condition. And you want to do a lot of the clearings, you know. So a lot could be a lot. Okay. So back to you.
You had said 50 times at least.
Yeah, at least 50. Yeah, that might be very, 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 very conservative, okay? So I don't want to make people think this is going to be an ongoing thing for, you know, maybe a year or two to get this stuff off of you. And very possibly it could be. So hit it once a night to see what happens, and you're going to feel yourself getting better. And if you do feel yourself better, then I would probably look and see how long you've been doing it, and maybe do it one-third more. So if you did it for 3 months, we'll say, and you say, wow, whoopee, I feel really good, then do it for an extra 1 month, because that may also uncover more stuff. So back to you.
Okay, so we're talking about the death barcode removal clearing, using it for depression barcode and a condition. And as Ron explained, 50 times as a conservative amount. So use your own, check in with your own body, see how you're doing for that condition, like you do all the other clearings, to see if it's gone. And if you're not sure, and you've done quite a few, always you can feel free to write in to Ron, and we can ask him to see how you're doing while we're on the radio here. Well, this will be an ongoing topic because it's so important. And as Ron said, we are under the influence of this depressed energy. It's very insidious, and our cells are activated with it. It's here, and there's no denying it. Now, Ron, how to make this clearing work? What we would actually do is get on that depression barcode removal, which is actually the death barcode removal, and we would type in our name, and then we would type, put a comma, and then we would type next to that on the same line, depression barcode, then a comma, and on the same line, your specific long-term condition that Ron just said to keep simple terms. Don't need to call it a name or something, but just keep it basic. Is that correct, Ron?
Yes, that is correct, yeah. And then, you know, don't forget after you do your, if you're brand new and you go, well, I'll get that clearing, then, yeah, you want to first do the death barcode clearing, so send me an email so I can tell you how many death barcodes you have. You can probably feel safe by doing 3 to 5 of them, and that will get you started. Then from there, you know, tell me how many you've done, and I can tell you how many you have. And then from there, after you do that, then you want to do the stress depth barcode and do the same amount of the stress depth barcode as you have done on the death barcode. So that's the second part to that clearing. And then after you do those, then go in and do the depression one. Don't jump over things and just go into, you know, depression right away, because you want to get rid of the other ones. So I guess I'll do a sample of that. Like I said, this will not work on the archives. We did it on our Wednesday, Friday, and now the Saturday show. And here we go. So here we go. So I'll count to 100 to release your first depression barcode. And normally the way it works is what I'm picking up is the worst one first. Or maybe even the worst, you know, the most current one that you're dealing with. So sit back, see how your body's feeling. If you yawn or have your eyes tear up or whatever, that's perfectly normal. If you don't feel anything, it's working also. So everybody senses energies differently. Here we go. And do send in your comments to our co-host right now. clsquestions@yahoo.com, or you can go on the website there and enter into the chat box there. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Already yawning, so it's heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh boy, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I think I'm on 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So I'd recommend just kind of get up off your chair, maybe walk around. I might want to kind of twist your body a little bit, stretch, bend over, and kind of see how your body's doing. And maybe walk about, you know, probably 50 feet, you know, a good 20 steps or so if you can, and see how you're doing. So I'll turn it over to Kathy, then we'll do another one, you know, in a few minutes here. And we would like to have comments from you. Back to you, Kathy.
comments are coming in, and one person just asked a good question. They wanted to know if an addiction would be something they could put on there as a condition that makes them depressed.
Well, I have an addiction clearing on the website, a whole lifetime one, so you probably want to do that one first. That's actually the energetic body.
Okay, so when they do the addiction clearing, should they name what the addiction is, or does it matter?
It wouldn't matter on the whole lifetime clearings.
It would not?
It will not matter. No, on the whole lifetime ones, it'll take it away.
That's good, because I think we have more than one, huh?
Oh, yeah, maybe one and a half, yeah.
Okay, so once they do it on the addiction clearing, just clear that out on the whole life clearing, then they can go back and do it on the death barcode removal, depression barcode clearing for that specific condition?
Yeah, and
specific addiction?
Yep, and also addictions are associated with entities, so you probably want to, if you want to get help with this, naturally you probably already have your whole lifetime emotional and mental. So the next thing that you would do, it could be another clearing or two in there, but basically for addictions, you also need to do entities. So you have two clearings that is needed to help yourself out. And they're both whole lifetime clearing. And on the entity one, you want to do that probably daily. You want to get the unlimited and do it daily. Just doing it one time is not going to help you, because entities will cause your addiction. So you first clear the addiction, and then get rid of entities. Now, if you don't do entities, let's just say you did the addiction clearing and you waited 2 months to do the entities. Well, then you got to go in and do the unlimited version of the addiction clearing. Get caught up to date with that. And write down all the addictions or times that you had your addictions, in a sense, since you did the clearing last, and get that up to date. And then from there, do entities. The entities are what's being used or working through you to do the addiction. So those two are definitely needed for addictions. And then after you stay current with that and you do your entities every day, and that's what's needed, come through and do what we're talking about now with that special clearing for the depression. So addictions are very hard to release because of entities. So back to you.
I can see how those two clearings, addictions and entity removal, would work together to help us. If and when we do the entity clearing, after we've done the addiction clearing for this purpose of releasing addictions, should we name what the addiction is in the entity clearing? Because you said we don't have to do that for the addiction clearing.
Right. On the whole lifetime one, no. You would only enter in on the addiction clearing after you did your whole lifetime. Then you got your unlimited, and then you're going day by day with that. Then if you do find the addiction creeping in, then you want to enter it in there that your addiction is this.
Yeah, and you're talking about the optional box.
Yeah, the optional box, yeah. So you don't need to do it first.
Yeah, you could say, clear my addiction to whatever, uh-huh, in there?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that would be a really good way to get to the root of this, because it's one of the ways we are kept enslaved is always wanting something, compulsively grabbing things and not being in control. And it's a very big, we kind of excuse it away, like it's our one vice, we can't help it. But actually, if we can really use these clearings the way, in a creative way, use them together like this, and then use a depression barcode removal with that clearing, that could actually just, might just knock it out.
Yep, it's worth a try,
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think we're all, feeling like, after a certain point, after you're tired of your addiction, At first it's fun, but, Okay, so here come the comments about the depression barcode removal clearing. And you did three on Friday's program, as you said, and one on Wednesday, a couple on Wednesdays. So some people have had a chance to notice how they felt and kind of take some time to write in. So thank you very much for writing in, listeners. And someone said that they had been feeling a little depressed, although they thought it was because they were around a lot of depressing people. And they've been doing the empathic body clearing for that, to relieve that depression, as well as all the other recommended healings. And so this little bit of depression that they could feel, they thought was they were picking it up from others. But now they're thinking that it's quite possible that they already had it, and that what you said, that it was in them, ingrained in them, and now that they know about this clearing, they'll use it too. So they were kind of trying to deal with the depression. So, like, I think they're validating what you said, Ron, that we no matter how many clearings we do, we can still feel depressed.
Yeah, that could be that, you know. And what are the people depressed about, you know? How do they trigger you? That's what I would look at, and maybe see when that happened to you, how long ago. And maybe it's a childhood situation to where maybe you didn't get your way or something and you got depressed, and now it's manifesting as something else, and you're seeing people, possibly pushing people around or something, and you're getting upset and depressed because you can't do anything about it, and it's all inside of you. So it could be things that are working with you. And it could just be like a generic type of thing, you know, when you do the clearing itself, you just start clearing stuff out, unless you have some type of real issue. So back to you. I guess we can do another one here. So do we have anything else, other comments before I do the next one?
Well, a comment is that depression is also repressed anger. Maybe this clearing will help with unresolved anger. That's kind of like what you were saying from when we were childhood.
Okay, so here we go, everybody. Take a deep breath. We'll see what we can get released here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, back to you.
Wow, it's pretty high up there, 100. Okay, so listeners, if you felt a little dilation of the capillaries in your head and face, maybe, you know, that's a reaction to the healing that Ron just did, that live healing. I know I felt a little warm myself. So more comments. This is from Wednesday's clearing when you did this depression release. I had an intense release from a spot in my lungs by my heart Wednesday after the program, and while running the barcode removal on my computer. Today, I finally compiled some creative work that I have been avoiding for over 10 years. 10 years, wow. So it sounds like that person had a big removal and they're working the clearing on their own computer too. another comment. She writes, I'm wondering if the reason I didn't have much reaction from the Wednesday show in the depression barcode removal is because I have done the centuries clearing and the 2,000 year of darkness barcode removal beyond 2,000 years, actually, as far back as when I came to the planet. Do you suppose, Ron?
Hard to say. Possible, yeah.
Yeah.
Very possible, but, you know, it still could be with you.
Well, there's conditions to clear. Okay. So, and if we have a condition, to clear. And Ron did not do a live healing for a condition. He just did depression. So there's still that fact that remains, to clear your own conditions that are causing you depression using the death barcode removal clearing as explained in this program. And it will be archived, this program, April 16th, 2016, so you can go back and listen, as well as yesterday's, April 15th, where Ron explains how to use this clearing a little better on both of these programs. And I'm sure we'll be discussing it ongoing, and certainly you can write in to Ron if you have any particular questions or reactions that you'd like to share with Ron. Okay, so here are some responses from yesterday's program where you cleared the date, Ron, and I don't think you and Ann got a chance to really kind of get into the date yesterday. It was kind of significant. It was actually, you cleared the Emancipation Day, which they wrote in that way. They found it strangely deceptive because it was only emancipating the people in Washington, D.C. Actually, it was not Tax Day, and you had cleared Tax Day. Tax Day, they say, was April 18th because of Emancipation Day, due to a unique rule. So we actually, taxpayers got an extra few days. So maybe on the 18th, Ron, that's the day you want to clear for taxes. That's the actual tax due day for in the United States.
Okay.
Not Friday. Yeah, so that they're offering that explanation. It's because it's a unique kind of a situation, this Emancipation Day. We still owe taxes. We are still enslaved, but they call it that. Okay, so yeah.
So let's do another one of these here. And here we go. Yeah, the 18th is say 16th, tomorrow's Sunday, so we could maybe clear that on Monday. You know, we'll see if it gets heavy or not. But remember, that same date, if it was in past years, you know, can affect you, you know, on the current cycle of the same particular day. So here we go. One more depression clearing, and we'll see how this one feels for you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Feels like slow motion for me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, Kathy, back to you.
Okay, so you've done three of those at least tonight. So please, listeners, do send in your reactions and comments to Ron if we don't get a chance to read them tonight, because we are going to the light ship soon, then they'll be read on Monday. And you know, you can always send them comments in tomorrow as well. And tomorrow is the 17th, and Ron will be holding an 8-hour intensive, the intensive conference call starting at 10 a.m. Pacific time. And for those who are pre-registered, you'll want to call in the number you were given and the access code. Have your glasses of water ready. And then also, if you are going to be absentee, that's all right. You may send Ron an email. Just indicate on the subject line, Absentee Sunday, and he will include you without you needing to be concerned. But you can also set your water up in advance and just mark it the usual way and have a light being around up and on your laptop or computer or whatever, and you'll get your water activated. And the water is something you don't want to miss, at least try to get some of it activated, you know, or some of it up and ready. Because I don't know exactly how many glasses of water he's going to activate for us, but it's always appreciated, whatever it is. So anyway, that's tomorrow at 10 a.m. Pacific time. And so now if you have any requests for Ron, I've gotten a few, Ron, from the emails. Some people are sending their requests already for the light ship. So when you're ready to go, just let us know.
Okay, yeah, we can do that now. So here we go, everybody. This will not work on the archives. You have to be live on the program to go to the light ship. If you're on an archive, then you know that next week or whenever you can, get on the front or the Saturday show to go there. But you will feel peace energy. And we'll bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants, and you'll be bi-located, and you want to request one specific issue that you're dealing with. So here we go, everybody, going up, and I'll just ask Kathy what the rooms are here. So we'll go on a couple that I can think of here. So here we go, going up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and we normally always go into the hot tub rooms. This is where they give you a detox clearing. You're in there with different types of gels. I'm seeing like four different types right now that people are in. There's an orange gel. There's one that's kind of like a light blue colored gel. One has like a brown one with a lot of bubbles. And there's another one which is silver. Those are four that I'm seeing. We'll go into another room. This is for pain release, physical pain release. And we're also going into the floating magnet room. And one other room, which will be the oxygen with the large cylinder that you go into, and you're actually breathing underwater, breathing this oxygen with a lot of bubbles. So what room is next, Kathy?
Animal rooms, deer and elk.
Okay, so we'll go into each one of those rooms. And again, request your one particular healing. And the light beams will show up as these particular animals. So here we go. And there's three of them coming to you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Next room, please.
Ascended Masters.
Okay, so you could have a choice here of which one you wish to go into. So here we go. And we'll go into two of the rooms. So you have to mention two of them right now. So here we go, going into those rooms. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, next.
Spirit and or addictions release.
That's not a physical condition. So
the centrifuge.
Centrifuge room, okay, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Remember, this piece is strictly for physical body problems. You know, an owie or something that you're dealing with, not anything emotional or anything like that. This is for something happening with your body. So back to you.
Tall trees, rainforest.
Okay, so let's go on to, we'll go to the redwood trees, I guess. And we'll also go into another tree room. How about cedar? So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And rainforest room, here we go. We'll go into one room after this here. So stronger, and our final room.
Sunflowers and bumblebees.
Oh, that's good. Okay, great. Here we go. Big sunflowers. These are very large, about as large as your car. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And here comes the bumblebees. So stronger. Great. Okay, we'll be coming back to the light ship. So we're bringing back your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants with you. And I'll count to 5 as you come down, because you're bi-located now. And you're here and there, feeling all that wonderful in-the-moment peace energy. They're coming back here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okie doke. So back to you.
Okay, someone just wrote in with a physical question. They wanted to, a physical body question. They wanted to get your opinion on what could be happening energetically when they, when someone keeps burping.
I don't know on that. Don't know. Well,
okay,
maybe it's an alien critter trying to get out. So let's just see. So if you have an alien in you that wants to get out and you stop burping, then you know you have this. So let's just try it. Here we go, releasing this energy. Everybody open their mouths up nice and wide, and here we go. Coming out, grabbing this thing or things. So coming out of you, one, two, three, four, and five. There we go. They're plucked out. So let's see how you feel. Back to you.
Next question. Isn't it true that if someone tries to change, it may cause suffering because the dark side has control over that person that cannot be dislodged?
Yeah, I guess that's another way of stating that would be, yeah, you have programs and implants that go off when you are attempting to free yourself from slavery from them. And so they don't really want you to get off the hook. So that could be, a pretty true statement, yes. Uh-huh. And stuff can happen that would interfere with you being freed. So that's why we do all the clearings, to free yourself. So back to you.
Next question was a comment about Monday's program and the Civil War discussion that you and Elizabeth had. You said something about how historians could not find the end to the Civil War. It is not over. And a couple years back on the program, we talked about this on the BBS show, and some of us did timeline crashes on the Civil War. This person did around 3,000 herself. She wonders, could we have made it disappear because a person looking for the information could not find it because it was timeline crashed away?
Yeah, that is a possibility, yes. Uh-huh. And what I think they never did was, sign a peace treaty or a truce, okay? So I don't think it was ever a peace treaty. They just said to stop, okay, but nobody signed anything, which is probably why, the North and the South still have sometimes some adversity, not always, but, it can show up. Even in some of the rock and roll songs, that one with, I guess Lynyrd Skynyrd did one, I think, about Dixie or something. But anyway, that's mm-hmm. still out there. No, that's fairly recent, But anyway, it's stuff that... I know Neil Young was in there.
Yeah, he sang that song, Southern Man.
Yeah, Southern Man, yeah, that's in there. Then they have another one about, some of the...
Sweet Home Alabama.
Yeah. So the timeline crashing probably helped a lot of people if they were feeling agitated. And once they get off that timeline, now they can have some peace. So, back to you.
Next person's questions. I really enjoyed the visits to the Creation Lightship, and I've invited people to come with me and listen to the program. For those of us who know the rooms, the healing rooms, can we go or request from the light being doctors the ones besides the one you announce?
Only if I mention that you can do that.
Okay, so no.
Yeah, on this time, no, I didn't give you a free-for-all, time to go into the room, so.
Yeah, okay, so that was not all right. Okay, so we go where Ron, you can send your requests in ahead of time, basically. Ron always makes that option available, and he always says that he is the ambassador. He's our... he's our, pipeline to the Creation Lightship. You go with him, and we go with him.
Yeah, and I'm holding the energy for the rooms that we're going into. So, if we don't have any room requests, then I will find out or be shown what rooms the people would like possibly, and then indicate that, you know, beforehand, you know, as we're going into the room. For the people who, and it's probably just very few people, but you'll actually see the room before I even mention it. Because you'll get, you'll actually probably be in that room before I even tell you where you're going. I've had people who have been on the call, you know, in the distant past quite a while ago, and they said, yeah, Ron, I knew what rooms we're going into. And you actually stated that room each time I was already in that room. So, but I'm holding the energy for you. So if you're just trying to go up to go to some room on your own, you're not going to be successful with that whatsoever. It won't exist. So back to you.
Next question about the Creation Lightship Manifestation Center procedure. I have someone listening via the phone, but if they have animals somewhere else, like pets, can they bring up their pets? And if they're listening from elsewhere, can they bring up children in your household?
For that would be a yes. Uh-huh, you could. Because remember, source energy is out of time. So even if you're, you know, 5,000 miles away, that's the dark side time energy, having that distance. In source energy, there's no such thing as time or distance. So just by you connecting to that particular person or pet or animal, they will be taken up as long as they're children. Adults, I won't take up, because you have to have be on the show listening live.
So pets, children, how about their garden, home garden?
Yeah, yeah, that will work too, yes. Uh-huh.
How about their mineral rock collection?
Probably not. I don't think so. Because, you know, you're going to the light ship for humans, we'll say, for physical healing. As far as the kitchen sink and everything else, no. It's, you know, you're overstepping your bounds by, you know, asking this type of question. It's probably valid, but, you know, no. All I do is work with, I do your vegetables, plants and animals, you know, food that you could be eating, or your garden, or your plants, because that is a conscious energy around you. I'm not saying that rocks and stuff are, but no, I'm only bringing up what I stated.
Yes, and that includes children under 18.
Yes, that is correct. Uh-huh. In your family, not somebody that's, you know, if you're staying with somebody as a guest, if they listen live, then that's perfectly fine. But if they're not listening live, then, you know, it's limited to that. So back to you.
Thank you for clarifying this. This is for newbies, and also it's good for everyone to hear this again in case we start, you know, wondering about things. Okay, next question. Health question, blood sample is the subject. I was at a health fair and was tempted to get tested, have my blood tested, until I realized they were asking for 3 vials of blood. So I got leery, because who knows what the aliens would like to do with it. They could stop time and use it some other way. Am I correct in being suspicious?
Yeah, you're very, very aware. That's great, yeah. And remember, they could take that whole vial and dump it out, do their testing with it, recreate it, and then pour it back into that vial again, and you won't even know they did that. Or it may look red to you, you know, because it's your blood. And maybe they take the whole vial when it's filled up, and then, you know, and then give the person who's doing the testing something else. Looks the same to you. You wouldn't know if it's different or not. So, yeah, I would say probably with that situation, you know, run, don't walk. If they're just going to poke your finger maybe, you know, and check something out, that's different. But a bunch of blood like that, that's like, hello. You know, they're doing experimentations with it. So, and are those people even human? You know, they may be aliens in disguise and taking it into one of their underground laboratories and making a specimen of you. And someday you might see your clone walking on the street. Who knows?
Oh, okay. Thank you for clarifying. Next question. It's about Princess Diana. Okay, so it has been stated on this program that Princess Diana was a light being, similar to Ron, but not quite. This person is wondering how that she could possibly be a light being when she had so many emotional dysfunctions. It seems to her, to me, she says, that many modern saints, including Mother Teresa, were more likely in her mind to be more present, more in the present, and emit more source energy. Any comments, Ron? Over to you.
Yeah, well, you don't know how the body is working. With, you know, you have your physical genetics and situations going on, and she probably was not, you know, completely stripped of all of her emotions, or my body has been. So, you know, that's probably how I would answer that question. So, you know, you have to be putting that, plus she wasn't doing healing work. So, you know, from that, otherwise she would have died a lot earlier probably. So she just came to teach compassion. So with compassion, you probably would need to have a lot of emotions to get into that type of thing. And that's probably why she was that way. But, you know, the body has its own agenda going on. So back to you.
Yeah, I can understand why this person would mention Mother Teresa, because she was actually living the compassion. She was doing so much. Ron, in your view, just kind of wondering, was Mother Teresa kind of an ascended master? But she is more of a saint than, you know, we've given her credit for here on this planet?
I don't know.
Okay.
I just don't know on that. You know, I've heard of her. I've seen a few pictures of her, you know, but I don't do any watching of stuff typically, you know, and I don't do any reading. So I don't have my database full of stuff. So
yeah,
that's what I'm doing.
Right. You don't keep track of who's doing what. But it just seems like it would be a nice thought anyway. So thank you, everyone, for writing in some questions like that and generate some good conversation here. And another question about the Creation Light chip, Ron, is for newbies who thought this was just a wonderful thing. They had encountered you at the expo you were in New York. And you had mentioned something about deceased pets, and they wanted to know if they could be reunited with their deceased pets if they inquired while they were on the Creation Light Trip with you.
Well, the pets typically, 99% of the time, would be in quarantine. And they're being cleaned off of emotions and stuff that would be attached to them. So, you know, as far as connecting to them, I don't know what to say with that, because you may not even recognize them. Because when you go to the light ship, everything's in neutral. So everything may look the same to you. There's no emotions there. So you're trying to remember your pet with emotions, but your pet probably won't have any emotions whatsoever if you actually saw it. And you would not relate to your emotions with your pet, because your emotional body's left down here. So you can always do, you know, pay for the deceased loved ones if you haven't done that. You know, everybody who's probably getting older has had people that are no longer living, so you probably already maybe have purchased that clearing. And if you have done it, you can also do that for your pets and animals, even if you did it, you know, for like Uncle Harry or something who died. You know, once you bought it, you can go in there with your own pets to do it. You can't do it yourself unless you pay for it. But you know, I will allow you to put your pets and animals in there if they're no longer, you know, existing. So back to you.
That's a wonderful gift. So even our childhood pets They can put their name in there and have them emotionally released. That's great. Okay, so a couple of requests came in, Ron, and one is the person would like to know if you could please make her computer real because she's had glitches for and she wants to do timeline crashes.
Okay, here we go. So I'm down to 50. And why don't you get back away from your computer? You know, if you can get back, we'll say 5 feet minimum to maybe 10 feet, so you can actually watch the energy around it, okay? If you're right on top of, like, with a laptop and you can't, you know, move away, you probably won't see it change that much. But if you're further away, then you have a better way of looking at it. So here we go. I'm going to count to 50 to make your computer real. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And watch for your computer to jump, to jerk, maybe to move left to right. It might even shake a little bit. Maybe you might see the monitor screen jiggle. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. I have to do it one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. Okay, we'll see if we get in some interesting comments. See how your keyboard feels. It might feel different to you.
I hope mine's easier to use. Oh, thank you very much, Ron, for honoring that request. It will benefit all of us if we're near our laptop or computer. And also next request, Ron, special request to place some energetic braces on people's legs who are in need of some little extra energy to walk either again or start walking with some healing that they're doing.
Okay, yeah, that's good. Okay, so here we go. So we'll put some energetic braces around your waist going down each leg. Then also energy braces, probably four of them, coming like from your tailbone, we'll say, or your waist area, also going out in front and beside you and behind you. So here we go. We're going to strengthen your legs and then also put the braces on your waist to give you more balance. So here we go. 1, 2, I'm down to probably 50. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. There we go. Now we're going to put some braces maybe on your shoulders or underneath your arms a little bit. So it'll support your abdominal area, your back, and maybe make you a little bit taller. So here we go. Same process. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. And now we're going to put one on your underneath your chin and attach a couple to your skull so that maybe your head will be a little straighter and won't weigh as much. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. And then for women who have a larger breast, we're going to put some braces on those for you. So maybe it'll get rid of some backaches and things. So here we go, everybody. Or the women, anyway, I should say. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Okie doke, everybody. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, Ron, it's 58 after, and I have one quick question and then maybe an announcement before we close, unless there's anything you would like to add. But here's the question. A while ago, it seemed very important for us to remove the on the free clearings, the Death Blu-ray, the Death Blu-ray, the Black Mist Fog, the Green Mist Goo. You even mentioned them in your expo literature. Now, today, which, if any, should be the most important to remove?
Geez, probably all of them. That 2600 Death Blu-ray, that thing is that thing can cause a lot of damage, so I would definitely do that one. They're all very good, so I wouldn't say one's better than the other. You just do each one of them because they're going to benefit you. So back to you. We can probably go for maybe a couple more minutes here. So let me see what I work with people's eyes and ears right now. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Kathy, do you have any announcements or anything to make?
Yes, your upcoming expo, Ron is going to be making a personal live appearance at the New Living Expo in San Mateo at the San Mateo Event Center. The dates are April 29th to 30th, and then May 1st. And the website, if you'd like to look into it and possibly attend in the Bay Area, San Francisco area, is newlivingexpo.com. Ron will have a exhibit there in the exhibit area. You need to register for that to go to visit him and the Creation Lightship. It's under Creation Lightship. And he'll have the light infusion chamber there for healing. And we've been talking about this quite a lot on the program since this is the third expo Ron's been to this year so far. And so Ron has invited everyone to, if you can't attend the expo, you can be there sort of an absentee basis and get healings from the light infusion chamber by sending your photo, a photo of yourself and your pets with a donation of $100 through the donation button, PayPal, on his website, creationlightship.com. And on the receipt, you can forward that to Ron and attach your photos and indicate in the subject line that it's for the New Living Expo to put in the light infusion chamber. And he'll take it from there. So, Ron, what's the last possible day to send the photo? The last week of April sometime, I imagine?
Well, the sooner the better, but I would say probably maybe Tuesday of that week before the expo. So the expo starts on Friday, so that's the 29th. So I would say what's that, like the 26th, I guess, Tuesday, something like that. So that would be okay. And
so you don't want 100 people sending their photo to you on the 26th?
No, I'd rather not. No, just get it there. You have to get up and print them out, and it doesn't have to be a current one, but most people do send current ones. But if you have a picture, you know, when you're a few years ago, that'd work fine too. But we'll put it in the light chamber, so whenever the light chamber is being used, then you're getting a lot of those same treatments. So it's great. So. Back to you.
That is great. And Ron puts the photos in envelopes. They're not, plaster all over the inside of the chambers like somebody was asking. No, they're not. They're put inside envelopes and it's private. Okay. I just want to clarify that. So please send your photo to Ron as soon as you can before the 26th. For inclusion in the light infusion chamber for healings that whole week. Fantastic. Okay, another announcement. We've announced this before, but one of our wonderful listeners has created a dedicated 12 Source Energies audio clip, which is now available. Some people have requested it, and this person has kind of fixed it up a little bit, and it does not have the program part of the radio program that we did. It's just the 12 source energies, and it's an MP3 you can download and play over and over. It does do a repeat for a few times with a little bit of a gap, and I've tested it. It works very nice. So if you would like to have this wonderful audio, it really is a keeper, I'd say, and you can request it anytime at Ron's email here at clsquestions@yahoo.com, and one of us co-hosts who catch the email will be happy to forward it to you, and you'll enjoy listening to that, especially at night. It's very, very good to get peaceful with and go to sleep to, and just it can play while you're asleep, and you really will feel have a wonderful, peaceful feeling, tranquility, and a lot of spirit coming to you. Okay, so also there is someone wrote in a testimony about the audio clip to help enslaved aliens go to the light or get off the planet. That is on Ron Amatron YouTube channel with the photo of the light being. And they said that they played that help enslaved aliens audio very low while they were flying right before the plane took off. They ran that audio a couple times and wanted to see what would happen on the plane and report having a very calm, quiet flight. It was a short flight, but they're used to taking this flight. Usually it has a lot of turbulence, but this time there was very little turbulence on the flight. And wondered if that had anything to do with the audio. What do you think, Ron?
Yeah, very good. Yeah, probably brought a lot of peace into the energy and maybe got rid of the aliens that could have been on the airplane. And the turbulence could have been just aliens interfering with the flights that people have, you know. The way they get you and capture your spirit is they startle you. So if you're flying and all of a sudden the plane does a little jump or something, you know, up and down or whatever, and, you know, you get startled. Once you pop out of your body, your spirit can be stolen by the aliens. And then they can also put stuff into you. You know, it's not just to see, you know, for yourself to test out people. It's like it's getting time to close here, but you can go around people and just clap your hands really loud, just one clap. And the people who jump means that they were not in their body. So now you can see who is home and who isn't. Well, let's close the show here. So you want to command your spirit out loud to do this, and this is the mind to heart drop. So I now command my spirit take the thoughts inside of my head and drop them into my heart. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, co-host in the background there. And thank you, BBS. See you later, everybody.
Good night.